right, let's do this thing here. It's Monday, it's wet, it's miserable out, but we have the Daily Podcast here to help you get through. It's Dave on this June 11th. How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. We kick things off today by talking the Veterans Radiothon. It is Radiothon week. We're going to be out there at the National Constitution Center, as always, on Friday from 6 to 6. Hopefully you can join us, and if not, join us in spirit. Get your donations in to help local veterans in need. All kinds of info on it, I'm sure, all throughout the week until Friday. But we talked the bad commute today. It was nasty out there. I don't even know the route that I followed today. I could never retrace my steps. I was just in the dark, hitting sharp turns, trying to avoid flying into the woods, and I made it in one piece. Hopefully you did too. Walmart has a new product that's kind of interesting, and freckle tattoos are now a thing, thanks to the royal couple. We're handing out tickets galore today with the question from hell, the single second challenge, and the Monday morning mashup. And since it is a Monday, we rounded up the stupid humans making the news and did away with them. Thin the herd, as always. Have a listen. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
As of right now, I'm not sure where they stand with this. Google, they said there was a chance that 76 eastbound would open up. It's the same place that flooding happens all the time. Maybe the state should notice it. Because maybe those new electronic signs they're going to put up are not going to fix the flooding problem. I mean, they made such a big deal. Okay, we're going to let you know how much traffic. That's not going to change anything.
Yeah, change the traffic first. Then let us know how good it is.
Exactly. But 56 degrees and rain out there right now. The forecast for Friday in the Veterans Radiothon is beautiful. It's going to be 78 degrees, right? You know, sunny day. It's going to be beautiful. Absolutely. And hopefully you're either going to join us at the National Constitution Center and make a donation or do it right now at WMGK.com. Just to let you know, in regards to the Radiothon, and look, it's real important this year. I've got to tell you, I'm nervous this year. For some reason, I just get this sort of lax feeling with people that it just doesn't matter as much anymore. And that when things were tighter, people found the money. Mm-hmm. Right now that things are a little easier, I get the feeling that people are like, corporate donations are down. I can tell you that now. They're down. And, you know, and corporations got the biggest tax deduction that they've had in centuries.
I don't think we forgot about that part.
Right, exactly. You know, give you an idea, though. We collected over $160,000 for the Radiothon last year.
It was huge.
That money put 893 veterans and their families in housing.
Wow.
That's a lot of people. That's only 175,000 hot meals were served to veterans who needed them, right? 204 veterans trained for transferable job skills. Right? 174 veterans placed in gainful employment. They found them brand new jobs with the skills that they trained with, right? And 339 veterans were, and this is the biggest thing that they do, were assisted with VA benefits.
Oh, right,
because getting through the VA, no matter what it takes, is difficult. Mm-hmm. It is hard for a normal human being, whether you're in the service or not, to figure out how to get through that web. And this is where the VMC comes through. So whether it's a donation that you're going to make, or if you want to be, you know, do a monthly salute where $15 a month gets charged to your credit card and you don't even feel it, right? That really, really helps. Or maybe you want to use the auction that we've got going. We got great gifts that are available. All those front row tickets for shows like Billy Joel, Ozzy, Jeff Lynne's ELO, and Fleetwood Mac. You could do that at WMGK.com, put in the keyword auction. But do something. Please, please this week, do something to help us help these veterans. They have done such a great job for us. It's time for us to help them.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Do any of you, I'm going to assume that Dave is your Walmart shopper?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah. What about you, Steve?
Yeah.
As a Cindy, your Walmart shopper?
No, but there's a new one that just opened up near my house.
Oh, really? So you're
Mount Laurel?
Yes.
I was there on Saturday doing an appearance.
You. It was crowded.
Okay. Yeah, it was. It was great.
All right. I go there for socks, believe it or not. It's the one thing. I've got big feet, and they always got big feet socks there. Right? I go there for other things, too, but the one thing I always go for is socks.
Ooh, they're on rollback.
You're the one who got me addicted to Walmart.
Is that right? I didn't know this.
It had to do with the Black Friday stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it decided one year I was going to give it a try and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's the year that everybody got Blu-ray players.
Bless you. I love their Black Friday.
But they are now moving into a whole new world, the folks at Walmart.
Really?
Booze.
What?
Well, wine. The Walmart is now offering high-end wines at discount prices. And this is a company that knows their clientele.
Looking for wine at bargain prices? Introducing Walmart's Winemaker's Selection. Wines created specifically for the Walmart customer. Uncork the Chateau Treillure Double Wide. Pour a glass of Big Red Gulp. Sip on a Chef Boyardeau. Enjoy the Peanut Noir, Pabst Blue Nun, or the Merlot Rider. Walmart wines at an affordable price. You might even try the I Can't Believe It's Not Vinegar World Championship Riesling. And if you're celebrating your wedding anniversary at Walmart, toast and raise a glass of Nasty Spumani. Walmart's Winemaker's Selection. Now available in boxes and screw tops.
The John DiBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
You know, people... This is why every once in a while, I hit that point where I'm saying, I'm glad I'm closer to death.
Yeah.
Right? Because people are the shallowness of people nowadays is just getting to me. Can anybody be satisfied with the way they look?
Steve and I are going to fix it when you're gone.
Thank you.
Trust us.
Thank you
yes.
very much.
Yes. It's in our hands.
I will put it in your hands.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Cindy, all right, you'll probably understand this more than I will.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about Meghan Markle, the now Duchess of Sussex,
correct.
Right? At her wedding, she was wearing a sheer layer of Dior foundation. I guess that's just like the basic makeup.
Yeah, probably. She had a very light foundation on.
Okay, right. Well, now, and she has those cute little freckles on her face,
yes.
right? You know what the people are doing now?
Mm.
Yes.
They're drawing on freckles?
No, they're tattooing on freckles.
Oh, no.
They're tattooing, and they look like bug bites, is what it ends up looking like.
Fans of royalty get tats.
Right. But it's like, and it's happening all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Right? This one tattoo artist says she's crazy busy since the royal wedding after being inundated with faux freckle requests.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? And just like, I just don't get it.
These are permanent? These aren't like henna?
No, it's not henna. No, they are like, well, little thing, a little brown dot.
Give me 100 zits.
Right, that's it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
We are getting ready for...
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boiler, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash.
Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday Morning Mashup.
Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. The mashup this morning sounds like this. WMGK. If you can figure out what those two songs that Dave glued together, they're two playing as one, and that's why we call it the Monday Morning Mashup, because it's Monday morning and the two are mashed together. Now, speaking of front row tickets, I was saying about Elton John,
mm-hmm.
we've got for the Radiothon auction, we have got some killer front row tickets. Billy Joel, Ozzy, Jeff Lynne's ELO, Fleetwood Mac. We also have the Eagles, Phil Collins, Jimmy Buffett. I am surprised that the Parrot Heads haven't gone completely berserk on that already. All right, but you have a shot at all of those. So just go to WMGK.com, put in the keyword auction, and it'll take you right to where that auction is. But as far as the mashup is concerned, we got four tickets.
Oh, nice.
For Get the Let Out, this coming Friday night at the Keswick. And the mashup once again... WMGK, the number to call. We start out this morning with Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. How are you doing this morning, Michelle?
Just fine, thank you.
Just
aside
fine.
From mopping the floors.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did you do what John did?
Did you leave this sink running in the laundry room like I did?
No, uh-huh. I did not. No,
okay.
Thank God. But I've done it before.
Okay.
Just a leaky roof.
Yeah, no, for me, it was I inadvertently washed my wife's car. Because the laundry room is above the garage.
Oh, dear Lord.
And I left the sink running and just threw some stuff in the sink, turned the water on, and then went off and took a shower.
Well, gosh, doing it all. You didn't leave your sunroof open, did you?
No, not at all. Not at all. All right, let me give you the clip again. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I think this one might be too tough for the audience. I think the audience is
I don't
like,
think so.
You don't think so? Oh, listen to her confidence.
Easy as crap is what she
easy
just said.
Easy as crap. All right, here we go one more time.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, what do you say?
I got Urgent by Foreigner and Blue Collar Man.
Blue Collar Man from Styx, Urgent from Foreigner. That, my dear, is incorrect. We were pulling for you, too.
Easiest crap there, Michelle.
Crap's harder than you thought.
Bye now. Let's go over to Al. Al, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. All right, let me play that clip for you one more time. All right, tell me what songs those are.
Journey, Someday Love Will Find You, and Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Wow, I don't know how you're hearing Journey on that one.
Oh, man.
No, I am sorry. That is incorrect, and it doesn't seem like anybody else wants to take the challenge this morning.
It's crazy because we've had both correct answers
in those
two phone calls.
We've had two correct answers. You've got in there, you've got Bon Jovi. Right,
the synth, Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer.
Yes, the synth part.
You've got Urgent from Foreigner.
Yeah, the rhythm section,
the bass and drums, yes. Right? But nobody put it together that way, and everybody else chickened out. So nobody's getting those tickets this morning, but you are getting the two songs.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
In the herd. All right, so I got a 26-year-old guy in West Palm Beach, Florida, named Andrew Williams. He got angry at a cashier at a liquor store because he carded him. Okay? So apparently he didn't have his ID with him, and he threatened the cashier and yelled, "Remember my face," before storming out. He came back later that night with a gun, shot the guy in the arm.
What a jerk.
All right. The cops never were able to track him down because the security camera didn't have a shot of his face. But luckily, the cashier followed this guy's advice. His name was Andrew Williams.
Okay.
Followed his advice and did remember him.
Good.
And last Tuesday, police got an anonymous tip that the guy was responsible for a shooting nearby. Then the cashier was able to pick him out of a lineup, so he's now facing attempted murder.
Nice.
All right, she did remember his face. All right, the cops were able to confirm that they had the right guy because it turns out that Andrew was issued a driver's license the day of the shooting, and in the footage in the video, he's wearing the exact same clothes.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, a 40-year-old guy named Markiko Lewis. Now, Markiko is from Maple Heights, Ohio. He just got out of prison on the 11th of May.
Okay.
He did that 2.5 years for a robbery.
Okay.
A robbery of a bank.
Okay.
Well,
that would be bank robbery.
The very next day, allow me to read my story as I would like to say the words in said story. On the very next day, he went to the same bank he robbed, and he robbed it again.
Why did they
wait, he just got out of prison and went back to the
same bank. The day after he was released from prison, he went and robbed that same bank. Handed the teller a note that said, "Don't do anything stupid." That is quite ironic. Well, the cops caught him after he ran out the door, and he's now facing robbery charges again.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
I have a guy who was probably awful at hide-and-seek as a kid. The cops in Destin, Florida, got a call last week about a guy walking around on some protected sand dunes. So they went to check it out but weren't able to find the guy. But they did find the guy's camouflage, ironically, which made him much easier to find when he was hiding in the bushes. That's right. He ditched his camo in what was probably the one and only moment of his life where it would have been useful. The cops arrested him for trespassing.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, we have Anthony Clark, who saw a car parked on the side of a road in southern Oregon on Saturday. And even though there were a few cops standing by it, he decided to hop in and steal the car.
Oh, good.
In front of the cops. He got into a high-speed chase. It included him busting through a chain-link fence, going the wrong way down a bunch of different roads, and running over two sets of spike strips. Wow. All right? After he got out of the car, he ran into a trailer park, tried to steal a different car. That's when the cops caught him. All right? Why did he do this? Anthony told police he had taken acid. He took LSD and didn't realize it was real life, and he thought he was playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Unfortunately for him, the "I thought I was playing a video game" excuse doesn't really work with the cops, right? And he's been arrested on several charges, including driving under the influence, car theft, eluding, and reckless endangerment.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.